Devate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So since Bhrigupati sang the song, there is a nice translation, explanation of the song that Bhrigupati sang. Prabhupada once gave in Montreal. So I'd like to read that to you. This song was sung by Rupa Goswami. He is the real person, actual person, to understand Radha and Krishna. So he says, all glories to Radharani. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. She is so dear to Krishna. Krishna. Everyone is trying to love Krishna, but Krishna is trying to love somebody. Now, how great she is, just try to understand. Everyone, the whole world, the whole universe, all living entities, they are trying to love Krishna. Krishna praying. Lord Chaitanya describes Prema Pumartho Mahan. And Rupa Goswami described that you are distributing Krishna Prema. So Krishna Prema is so valuable, but Krishna is after Radharani. Just see how Radharani is great. Just try to understand the greatness of Radharani. Therefore, she is so great, and we have to offer our respects. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. How she is. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite. Tarani. Tarani means young girls. You'll see the pictures. They are all young girls. But of all the young girls, she is the most beautiful. She is enchanting to young girls also. She is so beautiful. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mahite. Damodarati Vardhana Veshe. And she always dresses herself so nicely that Damodar, Krishna, becomes attracted by her beauty. Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe. And she is the only lovable object of Krishna. And she is the queen of Vrindavan. This queen of Vrindavan, you'll find in Vrindavan, if you go to Vrindavan, everyone is worshipping Radharani. Rani means queen. They are always speaking, Jai Radhe, Radharani. All the devotees in Vrindavan, they are worshipper of Radharani. Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vipineshe Vishobhanu Dhadi Navashashi Leke. And she appeared as the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. And her companion, Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi and the devotees. So on behalf of the pure devotees of Krishna, Rupa Goswami is praying. Karanam kuru mayi karuna bharite. O my worshipable Radharani, you are full of mercy. So I'm begging of your mercy because you are so merciful. Very easily you offer, bestow your mercy. So I am begging your mercy. Karanam kuru mayi Koruna bharite, sanaka sanata vanita charite. Now somebody may say, oh, you are so great, learned scholar, you are so great, saintly person, and you are begging mercy from an ordinary girl? How is that? Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, oh, this is not an ordinary girl. Sanaka sanata vanita charite. This girl's description is possible to be made by great saintly persons like Sanaka and Sanatan. She is not ordinary. So the lesson is that we should not treat Radharani as ordinary girl or Krishna as ordinary man. They are the supreme absolute truth. But in the absolute truth, there is the pleasure potency. And that is exhibited in the dealings of Radha and Krishna. And Radha's expansion, all the gopis, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahima. So, last few years, Archita Das, my very good friend, would sometimes announce or point out to me that I always quote and refer to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. What about Krishna book? So, lately, I've been taking that instruction from Archita seriously, so I've been doing a in-depth study of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also known as the Krishna book. So I went through and found some excerpts helping us to understand who is Radharani. Like Prabhupada said in the purport of the song, we have to understand how great she is. So Srila Prabhupada has given nice information in his Krishna book. The first excerpt is from his introduction. This Krishna Katha will also be very much appealing to the most materialistic persons, because Krishna's pastimes with the gopis or cowherd girls are exactly like the loving affairs between young girls and boys within this material world. Actually, the sex feeling found in human society is not unnatural, because this same sex feeling is there in the original personality of Godhead. The pleasure potency is called Srimati Radharani. The attraction of loving affairs on the basis of sex feeling is the original feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we, the conditioned souls, being part and parcel of the Supreme, have such feelings also, but they are experienced within a perverted, minute condition. Therefore, when those who are after sex life in this material world hear about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, they will relish transcendental pleasure, although it appears to be materialistic. The advantage will be that they will gradually be elevated to the spiritual platform. In the Bhagavatam, it is stated that if one hears the pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis, from authorities, with submission, then he or she will be promoted to the platform of transcendental loving service to the Lord. And the material disease of lust within one's heart will be completely vanquished. In other words, such hearing will counteract material sex life. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivard Hari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Our next excerpt is from the chapter number 29 entitled The Rasa Dance Introduction. The gopi associates of Krishna, who assembled in the place where Krishna was appearing, were from different groups. Most of the gopis were eternal companions of Krishna. As stated in the Brahma Sanghita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavatabi. In the spiritual world, the associates of Krishna, especially the gopis, are manifestations of the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna. They are expansions of Srimati Radharani. Now, later on in chapter 52, Krishna, the Ranachor, this is further explained by Srila Prabhupada. He says, according to the authority of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the expansion of Krishna and that of Srimati Radharani are simultaneous. Krishna expands himself into various Vishnu Tattva forms, and Srimati Radharani expands herself into various Shakti Tattva forms by her internal potency as multi-forms of the Goddess of Fortune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next, we have an excerpt from chapter 30 entitled Krishna's Hiding from the Gopis. In this way, all the gopis were madly feeling the absence of Krishna. They inquired about him from the trees and plants. In some places, they found the imprints of the marks on the soles of his feet, namely the flag, lotus flower, trident, thunderbolt, etc. After seeing those footprints, they exclaimed, "Oh, here is the impression of the marks on the soles of Krishna's feet. All the marks, such as the flag, lotus flower, trident, and thunderbolt, are distinctly visible here." They began to follow the footprints, and shortly they saw another set of footprints beside them. And immediately they became very sorry. "Dear friends, just see! Whose are these other footprints?" They are beside the footprints of the son of Maharaj Nanda. It is certainly Krishna passing through, resting his hand on some other gopi, exactly as an elephant goes side by side with his beloved mate. We must therefore understand that this particular gopi served Krishna with greater affectionate love than ourselves. So this is the point where in the Bhagavatam, Srimati Radharani is mentioned. Radharani's name is not spoken by Shukadeva Goswami in the Bhagavatam, but here is the section where he refers to her, as the gopis say, this particular gopi served Krishna with greater affectionate love than ourselves. They continue. Because of this, although he has left us, he could not leave her company. He has taken her along with him. Dear friends, just imagine how the dust of this place is transcendentally glorious. The dust of the lotus feet of Krishna is worshipped even by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. But at the same time, we are very sorry that this particular gopi has gone along with Krishna, for she is sharing the nectar of Krishna's kisses and leaving us aside to lament. Oh friends, just see, at this particular spot, we do not see the footprints of that gopi. It appears that because there were some pinpricks from the dried grass, Krishna took Radharani on his shoulder. Oh, she is so dear to him. Krishna must have picked some flowers in this spot to satisfy Radharani, because here, where he stood erect to get the flowers from the high branches of the tree, we find only half the impression of his feet. Dear friends, just see how Krishna must have sat down here with Radharani and tried to set flowers in her hair. You can be certain that both of them sat together here. Prabhupada now comments on what the gopis have been saying. Krishna is self-sufficient. He has nothing to enjoy from any other source. Yet, just to satisfy his devotee, he treated Radharani exactly as a lusty boy treats his girlfriend. Krishna is so kind that he always tolerates the disturbances created by his girlfriends. Now Shukadeva Goswami speaks. In this way, all the gopis pointed out the faults of the particular gopi who had been taken alone by Krishna. They said that the chief gopi, Radharani, who had been taken alone by Krishna, must be very proud of her position, thinking herself the greatest of the gopis. Now the gopis speak. Yet, how could Krishna take her away alone, leaving all of us aside, unless she is extraordinarily qualified and beautiful? She must have taken Krishna further, deeper into the forest and told him, "My dear Krishna, I am now very tired. I cannot go any further. Please, carry me wherever you like." When Krishna was spoken to in this way, he might have told Radharani, "All right, better get on my shoulder." But immediately Krishna must have disappeared, and now Radharani must be lamenting for him. "My dear lover, my dearest, you are so fine and so powerful. Where have you gone? I am nothing but your most obedient maidservant. I am very much aggrieved. Please come and be with me again." Krishna, however, is not coming to her. He must be watching her from a distant place and enjoying her sorrow. All the gopis then went further and further into the forest, searching out Krishna. But when they learned that actually Radharani was left alone by Krishna, they became very sorry. Prabhupada comments at this point. This is the test of Krishna consciousness. In the beginning, they were a little envious that Krishna had taken Radharani alone, leaving aside all the other gopis. But as soon as they knew that Krishna had also left Radharani and that she was alone lamenting for him, they became more sympathetic to her. Now Shukadeva Goswami speaks. The gopis found Radharani and heard everything from her about how she misbehaved with Krishna, how she was proud, and how she was insulted for her pride. After hearing all this, they became actually very sympathetic. Then all the gopis, including Radharani, proceeded further into the forest until they could no longer see the moonlight. And when they saw that it was gradually getting darker, they stopped. Their mind and intelligence became absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. They all imitated the activities of Krishna and his speeches. And due to their heart and soul being given completely to Krishna, they began to chant his glories, completely forgetting their family interests. In this way, all the gopis returned to the bank of the Yamuna and assembled there, expecting that Krishna must return to them. Then they simply engaged in chanting the glories of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next, we have from chapter 32, Krishna returns to the gopis. When Lord Krishna finally reappeared among the assembled gopis, he looked very beautiful, just befitting a person with all kinds of opulences. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is stated, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratabhavatabhi. Krishna alone is not particularly beautiful. But when his energy, especially his pleasure energy represented by Radharani, expands, he looks very magnificent. Why don't we all take a look at Sri Sri Radha and Krishna right now and get a feeling for what Prabhupada just said. Prabhupada continues to comment, the Mayavad conception of the perfection of the absolute truth without potency is due to insufficient knowledge. Actually, outside the exhibition of his different potencies, the absolute truth is not complete. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa means that his body is a transcendental form of eternal bliss in knowledge. Krishna is always surrounded by different potencies, and therefore he is perfect and beautiful. We understand from the Brahma Sanghita and the Skanda Purana that Krishna is always surrounded by thousands of goddesses of fortune. The gopis are all goddesses of fortune, and Krishna took them hand in hand on the bank of the Yamuna. It is said in the Skanda Purana that out of many thousands of gopis, 16,000 are predominant. Out of those 16,000, 108 are especially prominent. Out of these 108 gopis, 8 gopis are still more prominent. Out of those 8 gopis, Radharani and Chandravali are even more prominent. And out of these 2 gopis, Radharani is the most prominent. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Shri Govinda. Next, from chapter 35, the Gopis' feelings of separation. It is stated in Srinivas Acharya's prayer to the six Goswamis, Tyaktva Turnamashesha Mandala Pati Shreining Sada Tuchavat Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya Gaupina Kanta Srita Gopi Bhavara Samritabdi Lahari Kalola Magna Muhu Vande Rupa Sanatana Rabhu Yago Shri Jiva Go Palaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yaga Shri Jiva Go Palaka. The six Goswamis left their material opulences of government service and the princely status of life and went to Vrindavan, where they lived just like ordinary mendicants, begging from door to door. And they were so much enriched with the gopis' feelings of separation that they enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri, he was in the role of Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. Those who are in the disciplic succession of the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya should always feel separation from Krishna, worship his transcendental form, and discuss his transcendental teachings, his pastimes, his qualities, and his entourage. That will enrich the devotees to the highest devotional perfection. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. I'd like to repeat that for my own benefit. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Krishna, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Shri Krishna. Next, we have chapter 47, delivery of the message of Krishna to the gopis. Now, this is a long section, but I did not include the whole section. Rather, I just took the excerpts where Prabhupada is commenting on the mad talks of Radharani with the bumblebee. Prabhupada says, one of the gopis, namely Srimati Radharani, was so much absorbed in thoughts of Krishna by dint of her personal touch with him that she actually began to talk with the bumblebee, which was flying there and trying to touch her lotus feet. While the other gopis were talking with Krishna's messenger Uddhava, Srimati Radharani took that bumblebee to be a messenger from Krishna and began to talk with it. It may be that Srimati Radharani purposely addressed that bumblebee sarcastically in order to indirectly criticize the messenger Uddhava. Like the other gopis, Srimati Radharani saw that Uddhava's bodily features resembled Krishna's, but she also saw him as being equal to Krishna. Indirectly, therefore, she indicated that Uddhava was as unreliable as Krishna himself. Srimati Radharani wanted to give specific reasons why she was dissatisfied with Krishna and his messenger. According to expert opinion, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is a subordinate expansion of Srimati Radharani. As Krishna has numerous expansions of Vishnumurti, so his pleasure potency, Radharani, also has innumerable expansions of goddesses of fortune. Therefore, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, is always anxious to be elevated to the position of the gopis. Since Krishna is absolute, his so-called unkind activities are as relishable as his kind activities. Therefore, saintly persons and great devotees, like the gopis, cannot give up Krishna in any circumstances. Lord Chaitanya therefore prayed, Ashlishyava pararatang pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatang kurotuva yathatatava vididhatu lampato mat prananatastu saevanaparaha. Krishna, you are free and independent in all respects. You can either embrace me or crush me under your feet, whatever you like. You may make me broken-hearted by not letting me see you throughout my whole life, but you are my only object of love. These talks of Radharani with the bumblebee messenger, including her accusing Krishna in so many ways, and at the same time expressing her inability to give up talking about Krishna, are signs of the topmost transcendental ecstasy called Mahabhav. The ecstatic Mahabhav manifestation is possible only in the persons of Radharani and her associates. Great acharyas like Srila Rupa Goswami and Bishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have analyzed these Mahabhava speeches of Srimati Radharani and described their different varieties, such as Udgurna or bewilderment and Jalpa Pratijalpa, talking in different ways. These are the signs of Ujjvala Ras, or the brightest jewel of love of Godhead. And while Radharani was talking with the bee, and the bee was flying hither and thither, it all of a sudden disappeared from her sight. She was in full mourning due to separation from Krishna and felt ecstasy by talking with the bee. But as soon as the bee disappeared, she became almost mad, thinking that the messenger bee might have returned to Krishna to inform him all about her talking against him. Krishna must be very sorry to hear it, she thought. In this way, she was overwhelmed by another type of ecstasy. In the meantime, the bee, flying hither and thither, appeared before her again. And thus she thought, "Oh, Krishna is still kind to me." In spite of the messengers carrying disruptive messages, he is so kind that he has again sent the bee to take me to him. Radharani was very careful this time not to say anything against Krishna. I think we have just two more excerpts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next, from chapter 70, Lord Krishna's daily activities. After rising from bed, Lord Krishna would wash his mouth, hands, and feet, and would immediately sit down and meditate on himself. This does not mean, however, that we should also sit down and meditate on ourselves. We have to meditate upon Krishna, Radha Krishna. That is real meditation. Krishna is Krishna himself. Therefore, he was teaching us that Brahma Muhurta should be utilized for meditation on Radha and Krishna. And by such meditation, Krishna would feel very much satisfied. And similarly, we will also feel transcendentally pleased and satisfied if we utilize the Brahma Muhurta period to meditate on Radha and Krishna. And if we think of how Sri Rukmini Devi and Krishna acted as ideal householders to teach the whole human society to rise early in the morning and immediately engage in Krishna consciousness, then there is no difference between meditating on the eternal forms of Radha and Krishna and chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Final excerpt from chapter 82, Lord Krishna and Balaram meet the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is the gopis speaking to Krishna. Dear Krishna, we are always busy in our family affairs. We therefore request that you remain within our hearts as the rising sun. That will be your greatest benediction. So the reference here is that after Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura to kill Kamsa, then Krishna got entangled and married 16,108 wives only, but never returned to Vrindavan as he had promised. So after many, many years, by this time Krishna had sons and grandsons, at Kurukshetra, for the occasion of the solar eclipse, the residents of Vrindavan met Krishna and his Dwarka queens at Kurukshetra. So there was a very emotional meeting, and Krishna said things to the gopis, and this is what the gopis, one of the things the gopis said to Krishna. Now Prabhupada makes the point here. The gopis are always liberated souls because they are fully in Krishna consciousness. They only pretended to be entangled in household affairs in Vrindavan. Because of their separation from Krishna, he might have asked them to return with him to his capital city, Dvaraka. But the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, were not interested in the idea of going with Krishna to Dvaraka. They wanted to remain busy in Vrindavan and thus feel the presence of Krishna in every step of their lives. They immediately invited Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. This transcendental emotional existence of the gopis is the basic principle of Lord Chaitanya's teaching. The Rath Yatra festival, observed by Lord Chaitanya, is the emotional process of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani refused to go with Krishna to Dvaraka to enjoy his company in the atmosphere of royal opulence, for she wanted to enjoy his company in the original Vrindavan atmosphere. Lord Krishna, being profoundly attached to the gopis, never goes away from Vrindavan, and the gopis and other residents of Vrindavan remain fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. So Archita Das, do we have time for some discussion, questions? And okay, wait, give him the microphone. We want the internet devotees to hear.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your very nice presentation. I'll start it off by asking, since it is Srimati Radharani's appearance day, how did she appear? Tell us something about her appearance.
I don't know anything.
Hare Krishna, you know everything.
No, I'm not the spiritual master, and I'm not Krishna. I don't know everything. I do not know this, but I'm sure there is someone here who does know, except especially yourself, since I know it was a rhetorical question. So why don't you tell us? I'm serious. I don't know. Come on.
We have Judhakarma here. Maybe you can say something.
Judhakarma doesn't know. What about Govindadutt? Wait, give him the mic. Run.
When I was in Varshana, they did tell the story. I didn't note it down, but I can try to recollect it to the best of my ability. And I'm trying to remember her father's name.
Rishabhanu.
Yes, Rishabhanu was in the field, in the fields, doing his routine work, and somehow came across Srimati Radharani. I'm thinking that it was in some type of a container that she was present and he brought her home. And that's the best that I can recollect. I apologize for any discrepancies, and please don't quote me.
Yes, Prabhu. Anybody else
Hare Krishna
can add to this? Wait. Mataji over here. Karuna Dharani Dasi.
I never read this in Prabhupada's book, so you could call it a parikram story. Some people might object to parikram stories, but Dinabandhu Prabhu tells this story. We go to a place called Raul in Vrindavan and near in Vranj Mandala. And it said that Vrishabhanu and Kirtita, Radharani was born to them there, and she was born blind. And I don't know how much longer after she was born, but some time passed, and Krishna was brought before her, and at that point she was able to open her eyes, and she didn't want to see anything of the material world until Krishna appeared before her, and that was how she gained her eyesight, and that's the only thing I know. Shampriya might know more than that.
We are churning the ocean of nectar.
Hare Krishna. Vrishabhanu Maharaj, one day, the story goes in Braja, the story they tell in Braja, is that Vrishabhanu one day saw a beautiful lotus in the lake, and from that lotus was coming such an effulgence. So he went, he was very much attracted, so he went into the water, and within the lotus he found the most beautiful baby he'd ever seen. But this baby was with the eyes closed and not making any sounds. And this goes back to the spiritual world where Radha and Krishna where Radharani got cursed, actually, to appear in the spiritual world. And for 100 years that she would suffer separation from Krishna. So when she realized that she would have to take birth in the material world, she said that, I don't want to see anything before I see my beloved Krishna. So when she appeared, she had her eyes closed. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he took her to the palace, but Narada Muni was wandering around Braj because he knew that Krishna had appeared, so therefore Srimati Radharani must have also appeared. So he was looking in all the likely places. And he went to Vrishabhanu Maharaj's palace. But Vrishabhanu, because the child was blind and not making any sound, was a little embarrassed. And he covered up the fact that he had a daughter. But Narada Muni went inside the palace and he found the child. And at that time, she took on her Kishori Roop. And Narada took darshan of her. And at that time, he sent away all the people in the palace to bring all kinds of things from the marketplace to make a big celebration for the appearance of Radharani so that he would have some time to see her. And then again, she took her baby form. And at that time, after that celebration, when they made so many wonderful preparations, so much dancing and singing and so much celebration, that was the time when Krishna came with his parents from Gokul to Rawal, and there at that time what happened was he crawled over to the cradle where Radharani was sleeping. This is the picture I made for the banner. And Radharani smelled the chandan that was on his forehead, and she felt the presence of Krishna, and that time she opened her eyes, and this is the first meeting of Radha and Krishna. Haribol.
Very nice. What else? Anything else we'd like to discuss? Govindadat Prabhu?
Maybe you can elaborate on the point how Srila Prabhupada's father asked his friends always, or the different sadhus that visited, to please ask Srimati Radharani to bless Srila Prabhupada.
I cannot elaborate on that. It's above my pay grade. No, I'm serious. I mean, how can I comment? I mean, you said it. That's what I can't comment on it. I don't know anything. Do you want to comment? Feel free. I mean, I don't have any realization or understanding.
Well, we can only approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. So therefore his father must have had this realization that he wanted his son to become the devotee that he did become. And so his father was understanding that we can only approach Krishna through Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada gave a class once And he was elaborating on how if Srimati Radharani notices a devotee, then she turns to Krishna and says, and points this devotee out to Krishna. So in the same class, Srila Prabhupada was explaining how if we cook something and we offer it to Krishna, that first Srimati Radharani tastes it, but only for the pleasure of Krishna. And if it's offerable to and to Krishna's liking, then Srimati Radharani will become especially pleased with that devotee for pleasing Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada gave a class on this topic, which I only represented a small drop of it, but the point is that when Srimati Radharani is pleased, then Krishna is pleased, and we have nothing else, nothing more to achieve.
Very nice. Archita has his hand raised to churn further.
Well, Srimati Radharani's appearance today, so we should really try hard to glorify Srimati Radharani. Of course, we know in chapter 23 of the Madhyalila, life's ultimate goal, there are the 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani listed there. Everybody should at least read them today if you're not familiar with them. And Prabhupada told many stories involving Radharani's mercy and to drive home that point that Govindada just made. For instance, that story of Rupa Goswami wanting to serve his brother Sanatan Goswami, but they were in the forest and he was just dreaming about making so many preparations. And all of a sudden, some beautiful girl came and said, Baba, you know, we had some festival in our house today, and my mother told me to go and give all this to some, you know, person in the renounced order. And so, like, here, and she gave him all this, you know, boga, atta, and whatnot. And so he made a feast for his brother, and then when Sanatan Goswami came, he ate, and he said, this is all wonderful, but where did you get the boga? And when Rupa Goswami told him the story, Prabhupada told the story himself directly. He said, when Rupa Goswami told him the story, he said, oh, we're trying to serve Radha and Krishna, and you're taking service from Radharani? This is not very good. So he said, this is the mood of Radha and Krishna, that the devotees are trying to serve them, but they're always trying to serve the devotee. Another time when Rupa Goswami was writing books, he was out in the sun, it was very hot sun in Braj, you know how it gets there, and she came and personally shaded him with her sari. So like this, Radharani is always looking out for the devotees. She's not just some queen sitting back and taking service from everybody. She's actually personally looking out for the devotees and trying to serve them. So we should remember that about Radharani today.
Anything else?
I don't know if it's in the same tape that Govindadatta was listening, but Srila Prabhupada also in one tape, in Radhastami, he said, when you try to give a flower to Krishna, don't give it directly, but give it to Radharani. And you go and tell him, please, Mother Radharani, Mother of the Universe, give this to your Krishna. In that word, Krishna will be pleased to us.
Archita?
Another time, Prabhupada told a story. He said that, he needs to bring this down a little bit, the first channel, just bring it down a little bit. He told a story of, he was asking, why is it Radharani so attractive to Krishna? So he explained that there were two reasons. One is her dancing, and the second one is her cooking. He said, Radharani has been cooking for Krishna since time immemorial, and she never makes the same preparation twice.
Since we're trying to glorify Radharani, why don't we pass around the microphone and each devotee remembers one of her qualities? And I can just mention one. That Radharani keeps Krishna under her control.
Radharani is what gives most pleasure to Krishna.
Krishna is attracted to her bodily aroma.
I don't know.
Radharani is beautiful in every way.
I'll talk tonight.
Radharani considers everybody a devotee.
I'm not remembering any more qualities. And I think there's something about Srimati Radharani's eyes, how she attracts Krishna. But I was going to also mention how we, whenever we're chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada explained how Hare is, I think he called it the, I forget, he used the word, provocative, no, not.
Vocative.
Vocative of Hara. Is that correct? Of Hara, and which represents Srimati Radharani.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Krishna is Madan Mohan and Radharani is Madan Mohan Mohini.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'll explain. He said Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, which means he is so beautiful that he attracts Cupid. Everyone is bewildered by Cupid in the material world, but Krishna is even more powerful and more beautiful that he attracts Cupid. But Srimati Radharani is even more transcendentally beautiful that she can attract Krishna, who attracts Cupid. Okay, who else?
Jaira.
I was researching one time and I saw an excerpt from the Ujjvala Nilamani. It said that Radharani has a jewel box close to her heart, and inside the jewel box she keeps all of her maid servants. Later.
Srimati Radharani, she's expert in playing musical instruments. She's used personified. She's expert in arts. And her eyes always moving restlessly. And she's very shy.
Happy birthday, Radharani.
Krishna is compared to the sun, and Srimati Radharani is compared to the sunshine. And he's the energy, and she's the energetic. Is that right?
That's mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. And I was thinking in the material world how the male and female are so, there's such a, it's not always very nice. It looks, you know, someone very masculine and someone very feminine, and those qualities aren't always very easy to appreciate in the material world because they're kind of more in a gross form. But in the spiritual world, there's the subtle thing. Like sometimes when you give someone a book on Sankirtan, I'm sure everyone here has had the experience, they say, well, your God looks like a girl. You say, well, no, God has masculine qualities. He also has feminine qualities. He isn't lacking in any way. So the analogy of the sun and the sunshine I like because it kind of shows how God's energy is balanced, and it's not extreme in masculine or feminine. Radharani isn't extremely feminine, grossly feminine. Krishna isn't extremely masculine, but there's a balance there, and it's very peaceful. It's very balanced.
A couple qualities came to my memory. She's expert in poetry. She's making beautiful poetry, and she's experts in performing loving pastimes. Yeah.
Radharani is the most chaste.
Very good.
Srimati Radharani is very kind and she dresses very nicely to attract Krishna.
Good.
Radharani has beautiful eyes like the bumblebees, and she has a beautiful body like a beautiful golden body, and she's just the most beautiful for Krishna.
Very good. We have more.
Well, since we're going down the list of 25, there's Guru Varpita, Guru Sneha. Guru Varpita means she's very respectful to her elders, which is something that we see missing nowadays a lot. So she sets that example.
She's very shy. She's very calm. She's serene. She also is the topmost devotee. She is very humble. And she... I forgot the word.
Santata Shavakeshava. She keeps Krishna under her control.
Anything else? Okay, we'll just... Yes, Prabhu? Always full of mercy. Anything else?
So, has curly hair?
So you found it in the database, the 25 qualities? Why don't you read them? Fine.
This is from the Madhya Leela, 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani. She is very sweet. She is always freshly youthful. Her eyes are restless. She smiles brightly. She has beautiful, auspicious lines. She makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. She is expert in singing. Her speech is charming. She is very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. She is very humble and meek. She is always full of mercy. She is cunning. She is expert in executing her duties. She is shy. She is always respectful. She is always calm. She is always grave. She is expert in enjoying life. She is situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. She is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. She is the most famous of submissive devotees. She is very affectionate to elderly people. She is very submissive to the love of her friends. She is the chief gopi, and she always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, just as Lord Krishna does.
Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I predict someday that just like we have people on the internet listening, soon people will be able to call in and ask questions from the internet and we will answer them live. I think that day is going to come. They can call in? Okay, let it be. Tatastu. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.